Overheard.
All right, what's kicking off?
Overheard in the break room during the break. Cause, oh no, I dropped my last egg.
Yep. I was going to have 3 boiled eggs, and I dropped the last one on the floor.
Did you pick it up and still eat it?
No. It's still on the floor.
Did it explode?
No. It just rolled. Oh. You cannot save a boiled egg that's been on the floor.
Looking around the college baseball regional scoreboard. All right, let's run through here. Virginia up 11-0 over Army. They're not respecting our troops. That's sad. Kentucky 1-0 over Ball State at the end of the seventh. So, wow. Neither team can score. Texas Tech up 3-0 over UConn. Clemson and Lipscomb tied at 2-2 in the bottom of the third. NC State up 3-0 over Campbell. Wright State up 4-2 over Indiana State. All right, now I'm just going to say which ones actually I feel like are interesting. Okay, that's it, I guess. UNC Williamson up 2-1 over Duke. That's kind of funny. Xavier up 3-2 over Oregon. All right, we'll keep you posted there. I would really, really like if Lipscomb was able to beat Clemson. That'd be pretty funny. That would help us out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hour 3 headlines. Are you prepared now? Do I need to just stall more?
Did we spend a whole hour just talking about hot actresses?
Pretty much, yeah.
Nearly. Yeah. Was there anything else you felt like we needed to get to?
No. It just seemed like that hour really went by quick. Time flies when you're having fun. All right, I'm ready.
Hideki Matsuyama leading the Memorial right now. Round 2. He is 7 under. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Hour 2 headlines.
Thanks, John.
Or last hour. Now we're doing hour 3 headlines.
Thanks, John.
Last hour of the week.
Yeah.
And we're taking a week off next week.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to be here next week.
Yeah. So, taking a week off.
Because you got to travel.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Do a nice little reset. Yeah. Come back a whole new show.
I want to do something next week now.
You want to go to, like, Dollywood?
No.
What about Splash Country?
No.
Would you go to Splash Country with me?
No, I want to go somewhere.
Let's go to Splash Country.
You can do that on a Wednesday. I want to go
somewhere.
Well,
I know. Yeah, let's do it on a Wednesday or Tuesday.
What are we going to do?
go down the water rods?
Do you know the imagery of that? Do you know how that looks?
We will get so much speed on those tubes, me and you. With the force that we'll go down the slides,
do you want
with as much weight as we got, we'll go over the sides. We'll be kings. You'll be the most popular guy there. Everyone will want to ride with you because you can help get the force going.
We will be on a watch list. Is
what
that
do you
what
mean?
You want?
A watch list for what? Being cool?
That place is for children.
No, it's not.
It's for
no,
children.
No, it's not. It's not. Eight, no, it's
children and children alone.
No, the that's only, not true. The water parks are not for children.
It's the
and
same
children
as
alone.
The zoo. The
well,
only
it's
way
a little bit different. I don't want to go wandering around the zoo, me and you know, because
only,
that would be weird.
The only way you, as an adult, you can go
plus
to
get,
places
put you
like
in there
that.
With the gorillas.
Oh, good one. The only way you, as an adult, can go to places like that is to have children.
That's not true at all.
You need to have a child if you
Jordan,
want.
Jordan, do you
there.
Concur?
Soaky Mountain Water Park. They
imagine this guy walking around all alone at the water park.
Well, he's not going to be alone.
They're going to tranquilize him.
I'll have my 36-ounce tiki bar drink.
There you go. Now, he's on vacation. As long as you have a drink, you're on vacation.
People are going to point at him. They're going to go, pedo.
Well,
there's a pedo here.
If he's walking alone, that's a little bit different. That's why I said me and you are going. Buddy system
See,
here.
This is why I don't like, because I would like to go to the zoo alone.
Well, you can go to the zoo.
But you can't, right? Like, you can't. Is there any way that I could go walk around the zoo without looking creepy? Because I really want to. I love zoos.
You could take your girlfriend.
But you won't
go
with me.
No, I'm not going to the zoo. I find the zoo to be depressing and a waste of time.
Hmm.
You can go on Google Earth.
And just go on Google Earth,
you can
bro.
Just look inside the exhibits.
Just go in one of your YouTube rabbit holes.
I need to find somebody to go to the
African
zoo.
Safari animals, Australian animals. That's all you got to do.
Just watch African Safari in 4K.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
You're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to find somebody to go to the zoo with me.
I'll go to the zoo with you if you go to Dollywood with me.
I don't like Dollywood.
Well, the water park.
There's a million people there. There's a million people.
There won't be a million people in the middle of the week. Most people will be working. We're taking the week off.
Any place that has a parking lot that size is a nightmare to me.
The mall parking lot's pretty big. You don't
also
like walking around the mall? I love walking around the mall.
I do like getting the Chinese food in there, but other than that.
Yeah, you can't really say that when you go to the mall just to get food. That's
well, yeah,
the most...
but also I know right where to park to get into
That's
the
kind of the
court.
Most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but also I park right by the Dick's to get into the food court. Mm. I know right where to park to get in there. Alex knows.
I've gone to the mall just to get the Chinese.
There we go. Yeah. Finally, she sides with me on something. You get that, the bourbon that's... chicken? It's like the grilled chicken with the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
You guys are going to the mall just to eat?
How about that?
Well, me and my roommate would go, and then just like, she told me, she's like, this is the best Chinese place in Knoxville. I don't know if that's the truth. I don't think.
The place in the mall?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But, you know, she's from Knoxville, and I was like, whatever, we can eat where you want.
That's a good friend. Do you park in the narrow spot, like the Dick store is to your right?
See, we park at, like, the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay, that's
efficient.
The other way. That's the other way around. You got to park around by the building there. So when you walk up to it, it's the one on the right? Like, if you're what? Never mind, it's not
like
important.
When you go into the food court, and it's like you have to walk all the way back there.
Yeah. Is it the one by the subway? Do you know? It's not
I'm
important.
Like trying to
Again,
think.
It's not important. It's not that big of a deal.
It's like the one on the back. Like, when you walk in, it's like, there's the Chipotle over here, but you have to walk, like, straight back.
Right.
That's where we go.
Yeah, it is good Chinese food.
But we have one in my mall in Chattanooga.
Oh. Fancy.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got anything else? Any other headlines?
Robert De Niro says he's excited for his friend Al Pacino welcoming his 83rd child, or his fourth child into the world. De Niro, who is 79, welcomed a daughter named Gia in April with his girlfriend, Tiffany Chin. Tiffany Chin. During a press thing Wednesday for Tribeca, De Niro was asked about the news that Pacino is set to become a father again, and he said, "What a guy. Go Al. God bless him."
Okay.
Listen, Al Pacino just had a baby, I was told yesterday morning. He's a few years older than me. God bless him. Very happy for him. I can't really do a good De Niro. Can you do a De Niro?
You talking to me? My De Niro's just in my face.
Al Pacino.
It's all in my face. But
yeah.
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
That's all I got.
I've got
I got nipples, Greg.
Yeah.
That's what you're about to say, too.
Can you milk me?
I'm watching you.
If you feel that heat coming around the corner. I've never been able to do a De Niro.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a De Niro.
Yeah. I don't really do impressions either.
No.
I
just think it's so easy to do Pacino, but you can't. De Niro's. I want to try it, but I don't even know how to try it. It's like, give me a line to say.
I want you to say, I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
I'm a little teapot. I'm a little teapot, Greg. No, see, I just sound like me. I'm a little teapot.
All right, now I want you to say, short. I'm a little piggy. Oink, oink, oink.
I'm a little piggy. Oink, oink, oink. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do De Niro. I wonder if there's got to be somebody that does a good De Niro.
Yeah, the 20-year-olds he runs around with.
Hey. This new regulator, U.S., says don't store cash in Venmo and PayPal.
I've always wondered about that. Are people saying that you can get robbed there? What's the reason?
The CFPB, that sounds College Football Playoff Board.
Boy. Playoff boy.
No, that's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Says payment apps like PayPal and Venmo might be convenient, but they're not banks, and a federal financial service watchdog is worried too many consumers are treating them as such. A lot of people store a lot of cash in these apps. They want people to know they don't have the same protections as a bank or credit union. They released a statement yesterday saying not to store big amounts of money in these apps. That's a stupid headline.
Thanks for giving it to us.
Just don't put a lot of money in Venmo, I guess. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't leave it sitting there very long, but I do, if somebody sends me money, I don't always send it right to the bank.
Way to let everybody know you don't need it immediately. You got a little you can sit on.
That's right.
Not me. I instant transfer.
I
pay the fee and everything.
You must always be pretty down bad.
Yeah. Mexican police have found 45 bags containing body parts matching characteristics of missing call center staff. Wow. Somebody decimated a whole call center. You know, I probably got tired of them calling, I guess, so they killed them. 45 bags containing human remains with characteristics that match 7 missing call center staff were discovered in a ravine around Guadalajara, according to the prosecutor's office in Jalisco. How do you say that? Jalisco. It's like Tabasco, but it's Jalisco.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be Jalisco.
I don't think it matters.
Why is it Juarez, but it would not be Jalisco? It would not be Jalisco, would it?
I think it's Juarez because of the UAR.
Okay. Yeah. But just the J makes a W, right? Like Juan or Jose.
I think
Jose is J. Maybe it's Jalisco. Is that how you say
it? I would say that's probably
it. I bet that's how
the
you say
J is more like an H, I believe.
That's got to be it.
When it's a JU, it's a.
Well, anyway, they got a lot of body parts there because. Somebody killed people from a call center. So,
do you think it was somebody inside the call center, or do you think it's somebody that couldn't ever get their business taken care of when they called the call center?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah. That's why I asked what you thought.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, any other headlines?
I don't have anything good, really.
Yeah, you've really melted into
bad. Bad headlines today.
Yeah. Been a pretty poor show from you.
No, I mean, I've done fine on the show. It's just the headlines have not been great. I mean, Russia says their war in Ukraine has been a strategic failure.
Russia said that about themselves?
Oh, no, I botched that, too. That's what the U.S. Secretary of State said.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say it's kind of crazy to me if Russia's saying it.
No, alien-like message sent to Earth and test to prepare for the real thing. Airbnb sues New York City over short-term rental restrictions. How about I just give you headlines and you tell me to stop on one if you are interested? Apple may soon show off biggest and riskiest new hardware product in years.
I'm over headlines. Let's go. Okay. A Texas high school has moved their graduation back a month because only 5 students were eligible to graduate.
Nice. So that's what's going to happen to the third graders.
I was going to say, Texas high school is not that different than our third graders in Tennessee. Where only 5 third graders were going to move on to 4th grade.
National Donut Day.
Only 33 seniors at this school, but only 5 of the 33 were going to meet qualifications.
That's not a good ratio.
No, it's not. You are correct about that.
Where's that at, Campbell County?
It is in Marlin, Texas. Their attendance records and grades are to blame.
Obviously.
5 out of 33. Goodness.
Not great.
Not great.
Not great, Bob.
But if I was one of the 5, I'd be mad. Like, I'd be like, I just want to graduate and get out of here.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure that they don't have to do. I'm sure they don't have to do anything. But yeah, I guess they don't get to walk. But I'd be like, yeah, I want my own graduation ceremony where it's just 5 of us. What would you call yourselves?
The Fab Five. What they called the Olympians.
Yeah,
right?
You're about to call them the 5-4. And there's 5 of them? Is that what you're about to say?
Sounds like you need to be left back with the others.
Sounds like Alex would not have graduated from this Texas high school. Well, the Fab 4 might have been a thing, but the...
No, it was the Fab 5 at the Olympics.
Fab 5 is also a thing.
Well, I was going to say the Fab 5 was like the Michigan basketball team from the 90s. I mean, I know that would have been over, you know, before your time or whatever. That was the original thing. And then the Olympic girls, they were the Fab 5 as well? Or was that the one with Maroney and...
Yep.
Yeah. Is she the only one I can name now?
How many didn't make it?
28 of the 33.
So only 5 are going to graduate?
Yes, for the third time. Only 5 people are going to graduate.
I'd be in the too dumb 28. That's what I'd be in. The twice left back 28.
Is it Kayla Maroney?
It's Michaela Maroney.
Michaela Maroney, okay.
Think about the gymnast?
Yeah, I'm seeing how many of the Fab 5 I can name.
She's one of
Gabby
the ones
Douglas.
That...
I'm trying to do it, Alex. I don't need you to flex on me. Hold
on.
Was
she one of the ones that got
Gabby
touched by the doctor? Larry Nassar?
I don't know if Kayla was, but people in that group were.
There were
5 of them.
And you're trying to name who they were? Was Simone Biles?
I don't think she was in it. That was Gabby Douglas.
What are you trying to name? Allie Raisman?
Yeah, she was one of them.
They were all the ones associated with the doctor, weren't they?
Well, yeah, they were a part of. They were the kind of the faces of it, but everyone else that was coming up in the
that
guess,
guy, that guy was a real creep.
See, look, it says Danny Ocean died. Look, Danny Ocean died 2018.
Well, spoiler alert.
Well, no, I think they could easily retcon that and be like, he's not actually dead. He faked his death because, I mean, he's a scam artist.
Mm-hmm.
But canon.
I think Simone Biles was one of those. Are you trying to name the five gymnasts who were?
No, Simone Biles was not in the 2008 Olympics.
It would have been 12.
2012.
Are you trying to name?
I'm trying to name the damn five. How many times do I have to tell you this?
Well, I mean, who are the others?
That's what I'm trying to. Go ahead. Do you have them? Do you know the other ones?
Okay, Gabby Douglas, Jordan.
Because we're talking about the Fab Five. The students that couldn't graduate.
Jordan who?
No. Jordan, is her last name Webster?
Weber,
that sounds right.
Well, we were talking about the five kids who couldn't graduate. She said the Fab Five, and then I said it used to be a Michigan team. She said it was also the U.S. gymnastics team, and I said, oh, yeah.
I knew a girl named Jordan Weber in school.
I'm sure it's the same people.
She was a dirty.
Al Raisman.
Skanky.
Michaela Maroney.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad because I forget the other.
Michaela Maroney was the one with the mouth.
Kyla Ross.
Okay, I don't feel that Biles. Bad. It was Gabby Douglas. It was not Simone Biles.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of.
That's what we already told you three times.
No, I mean, I was thinking of Gabby Douglas, though.
Yeah, I know.
I thought she was Simone Biles.
Why are you thinking of Gabby Douglas?
I don't know. They're
why did you
similar.
Get her confused with Simone
similar,
Biles?
Aren't they?
What do you mean?
We'll see. Then you got to make it a thing. Then you got to make it a. But yeah, that's why. That's why I thought it was Simone Biles.
Why is why?
You know why.
I don't feel bad not being able to name these other two, Jordan Weber and Kyla Ross. They feel Weber. Like they didn't really.
It's Weber.
Are you sure it's Weber?
Are there two B's?
No.
Oh,
it's Weiber. You sure it's Weber?
I don't know. It could be Weber.
Well, that's what
it's
I said.
W.
You,
it's
and
what?
You wanted to jump in and correct me
it's,
without even
it's
seeing
W-I-E-B,
it.
W I E B what?
W I E
B R B E R W B I R.
No, W-I-E-B-E-R.
That's where the Heartland series is.
W-I-E-B-E-R. And you're going to say that's Weber?
Straight
so you're
from the heart.
You're on record of saying that's Weber.
I mean, I didn't know how it was spelled.
Yeah, but you want to jump in and correct me for some reason.
Alex said it was Weber, so I didn't know.
Is it Weber?
Straight from
when
the
I
heart.
Spell it, I would pronounce it Weber. I mean, I guess it could be Weber.
What a stupid name.
I thought she had a completely different last name. Like, I was going somewhere else at first. And then
I mean,
like,
I'm just, I Googled it.
What do you think Larry Nassar's doing right now?
Sitting in prison.
You think he's happy?
Is he still alive? Did he die in
well,
prison
yeah, he's
yet?
Alive.
I think he's alive.
I didn't know if he had died in
no,
prison.
No, they're not going to kill him. He's going to have to live
well,
out
Well, I kind of thought he would kill himself.
No, he doesn't have the power that Epstein had.
Well, I mean, like,
he was just regular old pedo.
Yeah.
He didn't have any rich friends.
Well, here's from New York Magazine 31 minutes ago. Jeffrey Epstein had chlamydia, tried to contact Larry Nassar.
What?
Yeah. This just came out today. What a weird thing for this to connect.
He called Larry Nassar.
Rolling Stone. Jeffrey Epstein wrote fellow pedophile Larry Nassar a letter before his death.
Hey there, fellow pedo.
So, Jerry Epstein, he was a pedophile? Is that why he went to
Jeffrey
prison?
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Well, he had an island
well, I know,
dedicated
but,
to having sex with 14-year-olds, so I mean...
Yeah, I guess in my head, I didn't know
it's debatable,
if,
I guess.
Well, I guess in my head, I wasn't sure if he was the one doing it, but I always thought it was like
yeah.
celebrity friends
oh,
were doing
he
it.
He was doing it.
He was doing
yeah,
it, too?
Oh, yeah. Did you not watch the documentary?
No, I didn't watch the documentary.
There was like these massages. He would get these massages and stuff.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I mean, he was...
Well, I mean, obviously, I knew he got arrested.
Hard to deny on Epstein's part, I think.
Yeah, I just didn't know exactly. I mean, I assumed since he went to prison, but I always associate more of his friends being the pedophiles than him, but I guess that's wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hollywood in general, you know, but yeah, no, Epstein was certainly a part of it.
Okay, let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Lipscomb has taken a lead over Clemson.
That's cool.
It would be cool. It would be cool if
that's cool.
Clemson got sent to the loser's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool.
You see what?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, it's too late. Train of thought derailed.
Did you see what Hendon Hooker said about Joe Milton?
That he's the best quarterback in the country? Or no, something
else. Well,
that
was part of it.
Okay, then read it to me.
He said, I'm expecting a national championship, and I'm expecting a Heisman Trophy. He's the best quarterback in the nation. There's no question about it.
If I was Joe, like,
me too, Hook.
Do you like the the pressure? You're like, hey, chill out, man. Like,
take it easy.
Yeah, you expect all that from me, or really?
You didn't even do all that.
Yeah, like, come on, you didn't.
You started. You started over me, and you didn't do any of that.
I do like that. Yeah, Hooker's just like, yeah, it should be easy. You should do all these things. Yeah.
Natty, Heisman. No problem.
No, I mean, I think ultimately he's just saying that Joe's good and he has confidence in him. He's going to do great things. But
I agree with him.
I don't know yet.
I think he's going to win the Heisman and the Natty, too.
I don't know yet. I hope so. I hope he's great. There's still a little bit. There's still a big part of me that needs to see it.
Lipscomb. Right off 12th Avenue South.
It's pronounced Lipscomb.
Lipscomb.
Sound it out. Lipscomb.
It's pronounced like lip scum.
Lips comb.
Lipscomb.
No, it's like comb in your
hair.
It's
Lipscomb.
No. Sound it out. Lipscomb.
Lips scum is how they pronounce
scum?
It.
Scum?
Yes, that's how they pronounce it.
It's S-C-O.
It's like how you it's pronounce not... Clemson. Clemson.
That's how they say it.
It's Clemson.
That's how they say it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not exactly
they
how
say there's a P there.
Well, there's no P.
Sound it out.
Just like there's no
Clemson.
Just like the B is silent in Lipscomb. It's just English.
It's comb.
Lipscomb.
Comb.
Lipscomb.
Lipscomb.
It's not comb.
Sound it out.
Lipscomb. Who says that?
Alum.
Huh?
Alum.
What? What do you mean I'm the president? I think that it's a nice neighborhood.
This guy batting looks goofy, though. I guess you're supposed to choke up with two strikes. He's choked up. It looks goofy when you choke up, though. Doesn't look cool at all. If I was playing baseball, I would just want to look cool, especially if I was in the regionals right now, and I know some people are watching. I'm not choking up on the bat like this. Look at the weeb. I mean, is
you
it more effective?
You just be swinging it, you mean?
Well, yeah, it's too high up. I mean, I know that's what you're supposed to. That way you don't strike out, and you got more control, and you can put the ball in
I'd
play.
I'd swing at everything. They would have
no taking pitches for you.
Oh no, they would have my tendencies down after one game.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "This guy literally swings the bat every time."
So I bet just, you are. Oh, there he goes. He choked up. He put one through the middle.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to do.
It's a man on base.
Didn't look very cool doing it, I guess. But look at his facial hair. I guess it makes sense.
It's a man on base.
He has a man on base though, and they are trying to get this win.
He needs a mullet with that mustache.
The mullet will look good with the mustache, but if you have a mullet, you can't choke him with the bat,
right
though.
Right there is an RBI single.
Daddy hacks home.
It is not an RBI single.
It's about to be.
There was nobody on base. You can't about be an RBI single.
Oh, you can't? What is it? Well, run batted in.
A run batted in means somebody's on base he batted them in.
But once he gets in, is it not an RBI single?
Well, it'd be an RBI
for
the guy
who – guy hits it.
If the guy hits
it
and this guy scores, that's what an RBI is.
Single. Yeah, runner batted in. I know what an RBI is.
Then why did you say that guy had one when there was nobody on base and he hit a single?
I guess I just meant single. It's a single. It's a ground ball up the middle single.
Yeah, yeah. Not an RBI.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be you up there just swinging at everything.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You ever play The Show? I bet you're so bad at The Show.
The baseball game. I mean,
you bet you just swing at everything. Throw a fastball way outside. Go swing at.
I used to play against my friend, and he would beat me.
He would just throw breaking balls all day in the dirt, and you would just swing every time.
Yeah.
You get Super Mega Baseball 4.
Super Mega Baseball 4?
That sounds exciting.
What is that?
It's cartoon bobblehead, The Show.
Oh. I mean, if it's got the words super and mega in it, it's got to be pretty good. I don't know. We didn't do this guy eats.
We'll do it next.
No, it's fine.
No, we got to do it.
I don't want to slander.
I promise it to the I promise it to the audience.
I don't want to slander local.
We got caught up talking about Anna Kendrick. You don't have to slander, but you can be fair, and maybe somebody listens and they get their act together.
That was so bad.
We'll do it after this.
It's
don't
a
get
popular
it
place people go though.
Well, maybe they need to know, and maybe you're wrong. Maybe we'll get some pushback.
What do you mean?
Maybe people be like, "No, Cody's wrong."
Well, yeah, I don't want that either. That's
you can't handle a little criticism?
Well, I'm just saying, like, the whole thing's going to be negative. It's going to be negativity. And why put negativity out on a Friday, you know?
Because then the weekend cleans it up.
Yeah, and then you come back on Monday with a clean slate. That's when you're supposed to put negativity out. And then if people get mad, they get over it.
It is kind of like the Friday news dump.
Huh? Yeah, it's Friday's news dump. By the way, this restaurant sucks. And then people forget about it.
Or maybe people will go there tonight to make sure it sucks.
I mean, I don't really have anything to say about Charlotte baseball.
I didn't figure you did.
I mean, we should beat them. It's kind of weird. We got a couple of, you know, like we lost a transfer to Charlotte. They'll be playing, I guess, against us. Oh. There's a Knoxville native there, too, as well. I mean, there's a couple of storylines.
I look good today. Have you noticed how good I look?
That's what I told you when you came in.
I need to go on a date tonight.
Text up your girlfriend.
No. I'm going to go on a new date.
You got somebody lined up?
Not yet. I got to find me somebody.
That's late notice to get a date lined up for
Alex, what's your roommate like? She's single?
No.
No.
Well, she is single, but
you got.
She's saying no. She
do any of your sorority sisters like big, fat, 30-year-old guys with beards and no money?
I don't.
You think you can find me one? Like some underachiever?
There's 300 of us, so I don't.
Surely, there's 300 in your sorority?
Surely, what? Surely one of your sorority sisters has like a savior complex and wants to take in a little stray dog and nurse him up to health.
Not a little stray dog.
That's true. A big fat stray dog.
A big fat with mange.
And get him some shots and nurse him back to health.
My mom texted me and said, the people need to know where not to eat.
There you go. The, the mom's waiting for this guy to eat.
I'm going to offend people, though, because people like this place.
They need to know the truth about it.
And I don't know, because of what I had, I mean, I don't know if it's a fair assessment.
We're going to break. We're coming back. We're doing This Guy Eats. So send us a break, Alex. We'll come back, and this guy will eat and tell us where he ate. Oh, an error for the third baseman at Clemson. And now Lipscomb has the bases loaded in the fifth inning. This guy eats coming up next.
Sandwich. 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 Sandwich.
I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. It's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Burritos. Burritos. Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Let me tell you something. If you don't like chicken or watermelon, something's wrong with you, mother. Something wrong with you. Where are all these people that don't like chicken and watermelon?
Steak and eggs and steak. That's what you should have for breakfast. Delicious. Steak and eggs and steak.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Cheeseburger. Banana pancakes.
Brown sugar.
Strawberries.
Strawberry.
Watermelon sugar.
Peaches.
My vegetables, my vegetables.
Sweet cherry pie.
Lollipop. Biscuits and gravy.
Cornbread and chicken.
Blueberry.
Cake, 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 cake.
Peanut butter jelly.
Tangerine.
Tupelo honey.
Pork and beans.
I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
All right, this is the most I've been interested in This Guy Eats. Where did you eat?
I feel bad.
Should we start?
I just want to preface by saying I did not want to do this. I did not want to slander a local restaurant.
Should we tell me all the bad things about it first, and then at the end of the big reveal is where the place is? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let me also say.
Why are you being so scared? I thought you were a truth teller.
Let me also say, I am. I've been eating healthier. I want to say that again.
Yeah.
I've been very good. Disciplined lately on my eating.
I would say this week you've been down about 8 pounds.
Yeah, I'm down weight this week without a doubt.
From what I could tell.
I've been very disciplined.
8 pounds, and I'm up about 4.
And so I will say this to the restaurant. I ate
That's
healthy.
A coward.
I ate
That's
healthy on the menu.
I'm so scared to tell people the truth.
Just listen.
I don't want to get shunned.
I ate a vegetable stir fry.
Oh, I think you
and
already
I
found
added
your
shrimp.
Problem. I think you already found your problem. The vegetable stir fry.
I ate a vegetable stir fry and I added shrimp.
Okay.
Okay. That's a pretty normal dish. Veggie stir fry with shrimp. I mean, I'd like to think most places could do that. Could handle that.
Okay.
So you don't want me to say the place? You want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me the place at the end.
All right. So the vegetable stir fry was not stirred or fried. The vegetables were nearly raw. There were these big chunks of cauliflower. I got a whole, it was a whole container, like a 3-pound container full of heads of cauliflower, barely cooked, barely, they were basically raw. And there were these huge ass Brussels sprouts, barely cooked, and these huge pieces of cabbage.
Mm.
When I have cabbage, I like leaves of cabbage.
Sure.
I don't like big ass chunks of nearly raw cabbage. Again, I don't know if maybe I'm just an uncultured swine.
It's possible.
And maybe I overcook my vegetables. But when I hear stir fry, I like to think that it's stirred and fried. I want my veggies to be, maybe have a little crunch, fine. But I want them to be cooked. It was nearly raw. It was so bad. It was so terrible. And here's the worst part. I told you I added shrimp to the dish. You got to pay. No. You got to pay $6 to add shrimp. By the way,
okay, it's not that surprising.
Wait a second. The veggie stir fry, $15.
Okay.
On the menu. Okay.
On the menu.
And then I add the shrimp for $6, and I get these little measly ass shrimp.
How many measly shrimp did you
get? These little six, maybe.
Six measly shrimp.
Six measly shrimp.
So $1 a pop for these measly shrimp.
They were not.
Would you call them popcorn shrimp?
They were bigger than popcorn, okay. less big than jumbo, though. They weren't.
So it's regular shrimp.
They're like.
Right in the middle. Yeah, not too almost. Hot, not too cold, just right.
Yeah, about regular size shrimp. Yep. And they were just.
Which was advertised as shrimp, regular shrimp, not jumbo or popcorn.
They were basically like, peel them and eat them like.
Do they peel? They didn't peel them for you when they put them in?
Yeah, they're peeled, but they're like, you know, you go to Kroger, you can buy that. The
shrimp
peel
cocktail.
And eat them shrimp with the cocktail sauce. Yeah. That's what they were.
That's what I was picturing.
Just basic ass, weak ass, measly shrimp.
What are you doing, Lipscomb?
Very, very, I mean, not even close to worth $6. Maybe worth $3, maybe. And then just these big piles of hardly cooked cauliflower with bok choy cabbage and the half Brussels sprouts. Just way too much crunch, way too much vegetable. And I'm a vegetable guy. I like my vegetables.
When I look at you, I think vegetable guy.
Hey, you can slander me all you want, but I eat vegetables all day, baby.
I hear you.
I eat vegetables all day. I got a place I go. I get a Mediterranean bowl every day, and they know how to do it right. It's very good. This place, I mean, not even. I mean, 2.2 plates out of 10.
Wow.
20 out of 100.
20 out of 100 and 2 point. What did you say? How many plates out of 10?
2.2 plates.
2.2
out of 10,
plates
20 out
of
100. And the only reason, to be honest with you, that it's getting
even
two points is because the sauce was good.
Okay.
Their sauce tasted good.
How was the staff?
And it had chopped up peanuts in the sauce.
How was the staff to you?
The staff was pretty Subaru-ish.
Say no more, fam.
Pretty Subaru-ish.
Did you leave a tip?
Yeah. I left $3. That's another thing. This cost me $28.
$28?
For the price point.
Pre-tax and pre-tip or
everything? Post everything. For the terrible food I got with the tip, $28. I mean, I felt like I was robbed. I felt like somebody came up to me and slapped me in my face and took $28 out of my wallet.
Did you ever consider just getting up and leaving?
I got it to go.
Oh.
I mean, I ordered it to carry out.
Oh, okay.
And so I walked up there, and on the menu, it $15 for the entree, $6 to add the shrimp. I thought it was going to be $21. I know there's tax.
$15
but
plus
then they
$6.
Hit me, then they hit me with $25.
What's the $25 for?
And I'm like, $25? I was thinking with tax maybe it'd be like $23-something.
Yeah.
I was like, did they inflate these prices by a dollar? I didn't know. I didn't ask any questions.
They charge you extra for takeout?
I don't know. I didn't ask any questions. They told me $25. I was a bit
you
shocked.
Said, what?
I was aghast.
I was taken aback. I was taken aback.
I was a bit flustered by that. And then so I said $25. Okay, I guess I'll leave this person here $3.
But at least at that point you hadn't eaten it though. So when you paid, you're like, okay, $28.
Yeah, at least it was heavy.
But you're like, okay, it's gonna be a lot of food.
It was
gonna
heavy.
Be full. Not sick. Because
it's a whole
shrimp.
Damn cauliflower head. Is why it was so heavy. A whole damn head of cauliflower in there.
Lipscomb is in trouble as Clemson is loaded.
And they
the
gave
bases.
Me this steamed white rice, which I've had that before at Asian places. So it's like, you know, there's no. It's just steamed
you want,
rice.
You want brown rice?
Well, no. It's just the whole thing is steamed rice. There's literally nothing to it. It's literally steamed white rice.
Sure.
No salt, no taste, nothing. But I mean, I get that. That's, you know, they do that with Asian dishes. So, 2.2 plates out of 10. Terrible, awful. I would not recommend it to anybody. Here's the one thing I'll say. Like I said, I was eating healthy.
Sure.
I was eating healthy. I ordered a veggie stir fry, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I expect more out of a veggie stir fry. However, if I had gotten their main dishes, what they're known for, maybe it would be good. Maybe it would be good because the sauce was good. The peanut sauce I had was good. Very tasty.
All right.
Had I gotten the pho.
What are they known for?
Pho.
Waffles?
Pho.
P-H-O.
P-H-O.
Oh.
You know what that is?
I mean, I don't really know what it is.
Okay. It's like a Vietnamese like
yeah.
soup.
I don't really know
kind
where
of
you,
thing.
I
it's got
really
like
know
mushrooms in it. It's got chopped like. I feel bad for slandering them, I do, because people like this place, but I had a very bad experience. Very bad experience.
Where'd you go?
Landing House.
Never heard of it.
1147 Sevier Avenue. And there you go. I've slandered a local business.
A 2.2 out of 10 plates.
Like I said, can I at least put a positive spin? I like the sauce. They have a good sauce. And I believe that had I gotten the dishes they're known for, maybe I would have had a better meal. Maybe. I thought the $28, the excuse, it's a pitiful excuse for a vegetable stir fry, though. Added shrimp from Kroger.
Okay. Will you ever go back there?
I'm already getting texts. I'm telling you, people like this place. No, I'll never go back. I mean, maybe I would. Maybe I'd like to give it another try if I got the right thing.
Yeah.
Because like I said,
whenever you're tired of being healthy, whenever you complete your goal, you got like 3 more weeks to get hot. You promised me you were going to get hot in 3 months. You got to lose about 60 pounds in 3 weeks.
Then
but,
again, though, if that shrimp's any indicator of the main
was
dishes.
Was it called the Landing House?
Landing House, yeah. See, I feel bad for doing this. I feel bad for doing this.
Is it just a house?
Overpriced is terrible.
Is it just out of a house, though?
Kind of, yeah.
That's what it says on
I take walks down there. Now I'm not even going to be able to walk down there. You know? I'm going to go down there and take my walk, and the owner is going to see me and just start shaking a spoon at me because of this slander.
It's not slander if it's true.
All
You're
I can
speaking
do,
your truth.
All I can do is give an honest review.
That's what the audience needs from you. Get there. Oh, it's a gap.
The worst experience I've had on This Guy Eats. For the record, though, it really doesn't fit the This Guy Eats profile.
I feel like it fits the profile for
It's
sure.
not a hole in the wall, though.
It's a house.
It's not dirty.
It's not even, it's just a house, though.
Yeah, but it's clean when you walk in. This Guy Eats is supposed to be dirty.
I might go there and eat and try it out.
I mean, if
you said it's Asian food?
If you just want a Rubik's Cube size portion of bok choy, I mean, at least chop the vegetables, you know? Can we at least saute the vegetables?
Kimchi and steamed rice. What is that? Vegan? I don't need that.
They also have like
veggie
fried rice.
Stir fry. Here's what you got. $15. No,
listen,
it.
I bet if I had had the fried rice.
Brussels sprout, cauliflower, bok choy, cabbage, peanut, fresh herbs, and jasmine rice.
Yeah. It wasn't jasmine
I think
rice.
I just
would have
gotten
steamed rice.
I think I would have just gotten the fried chicken nuggets.
It'd probably be better. Had I gotten their fried rice dish with something else, it might be an 8 out of 10. I don't know. All I can do is report what I ate.
And I'm proud of you for being healthy. Clemson just took a 6-4 lead.
There's no P in it.
That's how they pronounce it. That's a big swing. So one team failed to come through with the bases loaded, and the other team comes through with the bases loaded.
Zach writes in, you said big chunks of cauliflower and Subaru-ish, and I knew exactly where it was. People know this place. People know this place, I'm telling you. I'm going to get some hate over this, and I don't.
Look, it's not your fault.
I don't want
Don't let people silence you. Don't let people silence your truth.
Well, you're not going to silence me, but I mean.
It's your truth. Well, they almost did. You were scared to say it because you were scared of backlash.
I just don't like putting down a local place. But I got to say, I had a terrible experience. I did. Now, if they were to maybe offer me something to possibly where I could make it up, they could make it up to me, maybe like a gift card or maybe just a $100 gift card, maybe something reasonable, then I might be able to do another review. And
no, then you're bought. Then you're a shill. That's it.
And well, I'm just saying, you know, I could do it. Russell's flipping me off. He must be trying to get them on as a sponsor or something. See, that's what happens when you slander local.
Right? I think he's just flipping you off in general.
Yeah, probably just for fun.
Yeah.
Is that really the kind of guy you want leading your afternoon programming?
If I was an Italian in Campbell County, I wouldn't want anything to do with that guy. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, last call of the week. How you feeling? It's the last time we're going to see each other for 9 days.
Kinky.
You're feeling kinky?
Yeah.
Got we need it. To really get a start on that show. The thing with like
show? Oh, the Kink Chain.
Yeah,
show?
The thing with like Instagram and
I got a guy
YouTube. We can just do this ourselves, and then we don't even need a TV. Maybe we could rent some airtime like on one of the local stations.
I got a guy on Sunset.
Going before the Sports Source.
I know a guy at the Writers Guild.
You think they let us go on before the Sports Source with Kink Shame?
The Sports Source?
Yeah, like let us lead into them. With, if we buy the airtime of Sports Source, and we do Kink
Shame.
Yeah,
I mean, we're sports related too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That,
but we're doing Kink Shame.
That'd be good. It's just me and you doing the show? Does well, that mean I just have to do things?
You know,
you're just doing production?
We're going to figure it out. We got a team behind us. We got a comedy writer over here now. She can help us with our skits. What was the premise of Kink Shame? I've already forgotten.
It's like doing like
we trick people.
It's like
we're joking. Yeah, we're
a predator, but it's just
we're just
to
exposing
catch a
people's
guy.
Shame. Yeah,
yeah.
We're women. We don't discriminate.
Yeah, it's like so. Are there going to be like hidden cameras?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
it's like
some dude out in the woods trying to like
it's
order,
like punks mixed with To Catch a Predator is what we're going for.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it could get some good.
Yeah, we could get some people.
Like
yeah.
Some dude like trying to order a woman's bathroom trash off the internet.
Somebody going around downtown to the bridge.
Yeah.
With a couple extra dollars.
Some guy goes into like women's salons after hours and sweeps up the hair and just. I got a lot of ideas. A few reviews coming in.
Reviews of the review or reviews of Kink Shame?
Reviews of the review, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do people feel?
Zach writes in, he says he's only had the pho there and hasn't liked anything else. I'm assuming the pho is good. Seth writes in, Landing House is meh.
Jay, it's meh.
Jay writes
more
in.
More of a meh, not meh.
Meh. Meh.
No, meh.
Jay writes in, Landing meh. House sounds like a pretentious piece of shh.
Whoa,
place.
Whoa.
Thank you for the heads up on that hellhole. See there? Chris says, I've been quite a few times, never had a bad meal. So,
the pho is yum.
You know, it's pho. I know it doesn't seem like it should be. I don't know why.
I'm not arguing with you. I just,
but that's, yeah. That's what they say, that you'd really upset the sandal crowd if you call it pho.
I don't think you can make fun of the sandal crowd whenever you were just eating there, by the way. You're one of them.
Well, I take my walks down there.
You make
although
fun of a
I
lot
wear
people
tennis
you,
shoes, not Chacos.
You make
like
fun of a lot of people
else.
You hang out with. You make fun of coffee culture people. You sit in coffee shops all day. You make fun of the sandal crowd that eats at this place, and there you are eating at this place. I'm just saying. Like,
well, I think the
you're feeling a little bit like staunch anti-gay Republican that's got some skeletons in his own closet that maybe he's projecting. That's how you're seeming a little bit. You're putting down all these people that you run around with.
I think the rule of thumb is just that it's hard to avoid people. Like,
I haven't been around those people. Get out.
You're around them
get
every
out.
Day. I think
get
you
out.
Just don't notice people. I think you're just – you're very matter-of-fact. I think you just go about your business and you don't notice people.
That's not true.
I notice everything around me.
I notice people all the time.
Have you harassed any war veterans lately?
I don't know if he was a war veteran, but I was at the gym yesterday. I mean, this guy had a conversation. He used to be a professional baseball player, actually, is what he dropped on me, which I think is the only reason he wanted to talk to me. I had some bright orange shorts on.
He's probably lying.
I had some bright orange shorts on, so he was talking to me. It came up, and he
turns out his name was Todd Helton.
He was an old man. He was like every bit of like 80 something. He was doing some stretching on the with like the band, and I was doing some tricep stuff. As you can see, the triceps really popping today.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Big and solid.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was talking to me about how his wife had gotten hurt. She had broken her hip and was in a cast, and he was saying about my orange shorts and asking about the baseball team. And
hey, man, at least she's alive.
That's what I said. You know, we shared, and I was like, you know, what's the recovery time? He's like, well, you know, they're saying 5 weeks, but she's got some age on her, so who knows? And I'm just like, yeah, that's tough. And I stopped short of being like, well, if you need anything, let me know. Like, if you need somebody to help you with anything.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah, no, I stopped short. I stopped short of offering.
Yeah.
I stopped short of offering. We exchanged that, and then he was talking to us. He's like, we had the same thought. He's like, one dadgum hit is what he said, you know, in our SEC tournament game. I was like, I know.
Yeah. Sometimes you just take one hit and you go right to the moon.
And he was saying, you know, sometimes we go to a lot of the games, but I haven't been able to catch the last couple because my wife's been hurt. She fell, and that's when we were talking about that.
That's why you marry a younger woman.
No, come on. I didn't say anything like that, and I was just working out. And then all of a sudden he was just done with me, just walked off. I was like, see ya.
Had enough of you.
Yep, that was basically it. He didn't say bye or nothing until like he was already gone. I was like, all right. That's why he says, all right. And I was like, all right.
See ya, old geezer.
So that's my boy.
Well, the Foo Fighters have a new album out.
I noticed they had a new song on my Spotify.
I wonder if it's got Taylor Hawkins on it. Friday.
Probably not. He's been dead for a couple years now, hasn't he?
A couple years? Has it been that long?
Was it not been like 2 years?
No.
I feel like it was every bit a year.
Has it been 2 years?
I feel like it was every bit a year ago when
Taylor
his son.
Taylor Hawkins' death. March 25th last year. It was like a year ago. A year and 2 months and a half almost.
A year and a quarter?
It's been like 14 months.
We're rounding up.
Definitely not 2 years.
When did his son do the – well, I mean, in 14 months, is that long enough to – I mean, I feel like the album would be – surely they
– I don't know.
Most of the songs shouldn't be 14 months old, should they?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Not sure.
When did his son do that performance with them?
I don't know. Sometime within the last year.
Yeah.
That's sad that he died. They found, like, all kinds of drugs. Found, like, what was it, 7 or 8 different drugs in his system?
September 4th is when the son played.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drugs, man.
They're bad for you.
They'll get you. Not all of them.
The more I'm reading about this Ezra Miller guy, I don't know if I like him. I don't know if I like him.
Now that I see about this kidnapping and holding people against their will.
Got to say, not sure he's a good person. But you know what? The Flash does look pretty good. The Flash does look pretty good.
What are we going to do next week?
They're bringing Michael Keaton. We're going to Dollywood, Splash Country.
Do you feel like we should do a show? Like maybe?
Do you think we can get a group together to go to Splash Country?
No. I think I'll go out of town.
You're not going to do anything.
I might. You never know about me. I'll go coastal on you.
Just tune in every day at 12 o'clock to see if we're doing a show. Maybe we'll be here. Maybe we won't. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.